of What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen. K-Fire 550, KCJB 910 in Minot, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead is the place for What's on Your Mind on your radio, and we want to know what is on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, emails welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bottom of this hour, we'll have a debate, a little inter-party battle on the Republican side on the best way forward to take on Obamacare. Yesterday, Senator John Hoban on the program, somebody called in and said, hey, why the heck aren't you with that Ted Cruz guy and those others trying to defund Obamacare? And he said, well, I'm waiting to hear what folks want. I'm listening. I'm trying to decide which route to go. Anyway, we're going to have a debate. Brian Walsh, Republican strategist and the former spokesman for the National Republican Senatorial Committee, has said, hey, tying Obamacare to the budget battle, bad idea. On the other side of it, Scotty Neal, who was with the Tea Party News and the columnist for townhall.com, said, go for it, do it. So we'll battle that out, and a lot of you have weighed in on wanting more fight from your legislators on that. We'll get both sides of that issue coming up here as we continue on the program. 800-228-0550. Got some calls waiting to go. Steve, what's on your mind before we head to the callers here?
Well, actually, I have two things on my mind, and I'll get to one, which is a little observation first. Tuffy Gessling has been invited to Texas with open arms. In case you don't know the name, Tuffy Gessling is the rodeo clown. And they are a senator from Texas is embracing him with open arms. Please come to Texas. We are more than happy to have you here because we know you're a rodeo clown and you make jokes, and that's what you were doing. So good for Tuffy Gessling. I don't think he's going to be out of work for very long. Second question I've got is, after our last little discussion with Jim Casper on the show, is it too early to start talking another measure too? You know, I like Jim's legislation this last session. I think it made a lot of sense. It didn't go too far. It reined in property taxes without eliminating property taxes, because I like that balanced approach when it comes to government. I like the balanced funding. It doesn't leave holes in the system that way. That said, is it time to start talking measure two? And I don't know. I think I'd still be torn. Measure two in the way that it was laid out before. I don't want to see it go away, but is it too early to start having that discussion?
Want to know your opinion on that, 800-228-0550. Real quickly, on my mind, an amazing statistic that I've seen, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Agriculture Statistics Service, land values in North Dakota were up 42% last year. The previous year, they were up 46%. National average last year, 13% hike. So what does that tell you? What's going on there? It says to me North Dakota's blessed, number one, but I'd love to know from growers out there, from landowners, why is this happening? Why do you think this is happening? What is going into the pot to have a 46% hike, you know, 2 years ago, a 42% hike last year? What's going on there? Tell me. I'd love to know more about why you think that's happening. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Bill in Bismarck. What's on your mind, Bill?
Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah, I was just going to inform some people about something that happened or that's out there. I bought a Briggs & Stratton engine lawnmower, a walk-behind lawnmower the other day, and I took it home, and I read the instruction manual, and it said in there that you've got, there's an illustration in there, you have 3 points of getting the oil out, one side plug, one in the bottom. Or you can tip it upside down and get it out of the filter tube. So after 5 hours, it said you're supposed to change your original oil because it was a new lawnmower. I was going to drain the oil out. There's no drain plug. The only way you can get that oil out is if you tip that lawnmower upside down and hold it for a while the oil is running out. So I took it back, and I asked if they had another lawnmower with drain plugs. They checked all their lawnmowers, and they had about 8 or 10 of them. None of them had drain plugs on them. So I checked with a couple of other dealers, and the same thing. The managers of these stores didn't even know they didn't have drain plugs. So I wonder how many people know that. If you want to drain the oil out of a lawnmower, a walk-behind lawnmower, you've got to tip that engine upside down, anyway, the ones that I ran across, and check. You got to tip that engine upside down and hold it while the oil is running out. I wonder how many people can do that.
Why? Why do you suppose that is some regulation or something?
Usually the drain plug on those is underneath by where the blades are. There'll be a spot through the deck where the motor's attached to, and there'll be a plug under there. And usually it's a square nut plug, so you just take a socket wrench, and that's where you drain the oil. Usually. Well, I mean, that's where mine is. That's where 99% of them I've seen are.
On the older ones, it is. And I've had four lawnmowers, push-type lawnmowers, and I've had three riding lawnmowers. I've never had a problem. But this one, the new ones that come out now, and this must be something that came out just lately, but there are no drain plugs on those. And there are, like I say, you talk to any dealer that has a lawnmower, push lawnmower. Now, I don't know about the riding ones. The ones I've got the last one I bought is about 4 years old, and that's still got the drain plug on the side. But the other ones, they don't have a drain plug on them. Now, I don't know if they all came out without drain plugs, but the ones I've checked, and I checked about 20 of them, and I could not find the one at three different dealers that had a drain plug on the bottom or on the side. And when you read the instruction manual, or there's an illustration in the owner's manual that shows that there's supposed to be one on the side, one on the bottom, and then it says you can also drain the oil out if you tip it upside down. And the ones I checked, all of them, those about 20 of them, you had to tip it upside down and hold it while the oil ran out.
Well, Bill, let's put that out to our listeners. If anybody knows why that design is like that now, instead of having a drain plug on a motor, which makes more sense to me, that maybe they're making them in China or something. Who knows?
Call me a little bit of a conspiracy theorist here, but I have some suspicion that this has to do with some sort of environmental regulation or something make it less likely that Bill will, take his oil and.
Yeah, but if you have a drain plug so you can put a pan under it so you don't spill, I mean, what are the odds of not spilling if you have to tip a motor upside down? Oh, by the way, then you spilled out gas as well. That makes no sense.
We'll see if we can get you an answer, Bill, okay? Lee in Buffalo is going to be the first that's going to take a crack at this. So, Lee, go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
Yes, I bought one of those self-propelled push lawnmowers here. I was probably five years ago, and the same thing. I couldn't believe it. I have to tip it upside down and to change oil, tip it upside down, and the oil runs out the dipstick where the dipstick goes. It's the only place it goes. That's the only way to change oil.
It's bizarre.
Huh. Unbelievable.
Am I a bad lawnmower owner in that I just let the oil, okay, it gets down there, you fill it up, you don't, don't change out the oil in the...
So you don't have to just change the filter. It uses the oil, so you just keep adding fresh oil to it.
Huh. Well, that's not the way to maintain an engine.
I'm kidding, Lee, but from Scott, you brought up that environmental standpoint, that question of it. I don't know how that could be environmentally sound, because if you're having to tip over a mower, I mean, Lee, how often do you spill gas while you're tipping it over to get the oil out?
Well, that's it. And then, you got the handlebars. It's not that easy to tip it over, and you're like 4 feet off the ground because the handlebars, try and tip one over sometime.
I bet they sell an extra tool for that you can buy just to drain the oil or siphon the oil out of your lawnmower.
No, that's just
it's an add-on
idea.
Lee, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Tim in Roscoe. What's on your mind today, Tim? Do you know how to change oil on one of those new mowers?
Well, yeah, the way to get around that is do like I do. You buy them green ones that you mix the oil and gas together and never worry about that again.
Ah, there you go.
And they last for... I had one, the last one was 14 years. I've had this one now, I think, at least 13. And I got an acre lawn I mow with it. They're just can't, and if you're on side hills and things like that, you don't have to worry about the splash, taking care of the oil getting up in there. That's another advantage of having one of them.
Another advantage is I was going to have you plug Roscoe, because you're down there in South Dakota where the probably the norm is those acre lawns, right? And and at a pretty good price. What a nice little community you have there.
Yeah, I live out of town a couple miles. Then, you know, I was riding through Minneapolis, you know, I was listening to you guys. I get you guys down there all the way to almost the 494 on Highway 7, but that's about the, as far as I can get. Anyway, I got that far one day, and I got this other radio station out of Minneapolis, and they were talking about that stadium. And that one politician was on there, and he said it's going to cost the taxpayers of Minnesota $72 a seat for the next 30 years, and that includes preseason games, too.
Tim, thanks for the call. Up against the clock. Got to go. More on your calls after this.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinn. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity, products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them, and it'll lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to drop us an email. We're going to find to the bottom. We're going to get to the bottom of why lawnmowers, push-mounted lawnmowers now do not have drains. Around the region, temperature-wise, Bismarck, Mandan, 62, Williston, 68, Dickinson, 69 in Minot. Down in Jamestown, they're at 63, Devil's Lake, 67, Grand Forks, 66. And Fargo is 67. Mile City, 68. In Aberdeen, 58. And Lemon, South Dakota, at 59. Today, let's get back to the phones. Lloyd in Botno, what's on your mind today?
Are you there?
Yep, Lloyd, go ahead.
Yeah, this is just a theory now. But, you know, those push mowers, they vibrate quite a bit. Maybe the reason they don't have a plug in them is because they might vibrate out. drain all your oil while you're using it.
I've never had that happen.
Point as a practical reason rather than my conspiracy theory about some environmental reason.
Well, if you don't spray off all the grass that gets, if you don't spray off all the grass that gets gunked up underneath the mower deck, then you don't have that problem. It kind of gets cemented in with all the grass clippings.
No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I agree there. It was just, I guess, just a theory, you know.
Hey, it might be valid. It might be valid. We don't know.
All theories are welcome.
When you were talking about that clown thing yesterday, I wanted to tell you guys a joke. It's a clean one, so it'll be okay. But why don't cannibals eat clowns?
Why is that?
Because they taste funny.
Thanks, Lloyd. Bob, Napoleon, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness, stop laughing. Hey, I've been shopping around for mower and a chipper shredder, and I've got a nephew in Michigan who has a mower repair shop, mower, you know, small engine repairs and everything. And I asked him, I said, well, what's a good engine? He said, well, steer clear of the Briggs and Stratton. They're having a lot of theirs made in China. He said, the ones that are made in the United States are still good. He said, the ones that are being made in China, they're using a super thin casting, especially in the pan. And he said, as a result of that, they don't even put a drain plug in the darn things. You got to turn them upside down to drain the oil. He says, steer clear of them. Only buy American made. And that's from a professional. And I haven't checked it out to see it for myself. But that's what he tells me. And as I continue my shopping, I'm going to be working on finding American-made products.
I was a big fan of Tecumseh. I kind of cried a little bit when Tecumseh motors went away.
Yeah, Tecumseh's a good engine. A lot of repair guys didn't like them, but I used to repair.
Well, they were a little hard to work on, but they lasted forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a couple of them right out here that I'm running a DR, a little power wheelbarrow that DR advertises. It's got a 6-horsepower Tecumseh on it that I got back in the 80s, and that thing is still running strong.
Tell you what, people still look for those motors.
Yeah. Tecumseh and the old Clintons were real good, too. I think that was their problem. They lasted too long.
I couldn't make any money on that. Bob, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Dwayne on I-94. What's on your mind today?
I've got a solution for those guys looking how to get their oil out of their lawnmowers. You can go down to a local auto parts dealer, and you can get it's a pump that's used to remove oil from the brake fluid reservoir. It's just a simple pump, and it'll pump it into a container.
Just a little less messy.
Yep. It works great. I've used it on several different applications. I've used it for removing brake fluid and removing oil out of supercharger reservoirs and all kinds of things, and it works.
How much do they cost, Dwayne?
I think they're like $10 or $15. They're really inexpensive.
Well, there you go. We've got an answer for Bill. He'll appreciate that. Thank you. Well, still doesn't answer the question why. We have one theory by email here. It says there are no drain plugs in the new mowers because it's cheaper to make the engines without a drain plug. It also means folks won't be changing oil to the motors, so the motor won't last as long, and then you have to buy a new mower sooner and more often. So there's another conspiracy theory. Alan in the Stanley has an answer, too. Alan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, may I offer a theory on why there's no drain plug?
Please.
I think there's no drain plug there. From my experience in the oil field, somebody had an accident by removing the drain plug and cut themselves on the blade, and somebody got sued. And that's why all of these little regulations that have replaced common sense.
Wouldn't doubt it. But I would think we'd know that, though. I mean, you know, it's like, how do they all go in and say, oh, no more drain plugs, and here's why? Which just sort of kind of happens.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like you're buried in regulations now because of some lawsuit down the line. That's my theory, anyway.
It's valid theory. Makes sense.
We need some theories here. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. By the way, this is unrelated, but it is good news. He's calling from Stanley, so I thought he might like this in the middle of the boom and bock in June. Oil production in North Dakota, preliminary indications are it's a new all-time high with 821,415 barrels per day, 24,642,447 barrels in the month of June. How about that?
I wonder how they're going to figure out how to spend all that extra money.
And that's with a rig count at 187 still. So Lynn Helm's shop's putting out some new statistics today. Thought we would give you a little bit of an update on that. We also, by the way, have Bill's question on our Facebook page. So if you have more answers on either a better solution on how to drain the oil or to answer the big question of the day, why in the heck are drain plugs disappearing out of push mowers? You can weigh in on the program on our Facebook page. We'd love to
have you. I want to take really good care of the push mower I have now. I didn't know that. I've had one for, darn near 20 years. It runs great.
We also, Steve, have some answers. We have some answers on our question on why farm values were up 42% last year, 46% the year before. Some folks weighing in on that. Kevin says, here's a hint. It's black and slimy and gets pumped out of the ground. That'd be my guess. So he says, oil. But why would oil and what's happening with oil affect, for instance, the price of gas in Stutsman County? That doesn't seem to make sense. Amy says, some of it is the result of urban sprawl. Mark says too much money chasing too few assets. The definition of any bubble. Although I'm not ready to call this a bubble yet. Oh, by the way, Bakken crude isn't black and slimy. Mostly transparent and looks and smells like clear diesel fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Mark. Scott says valuation's up 42% and mill levies down how much? Keep trying. get Mary and Bismarck in here and what's on your mind? Hi, Mary.
Oh, good morning. I just have a little something to say about this foam side recycling, the curbside recycling.
Yes, Mary.
You know, yes, we have a form whereby one can opt out. Mm-hmm. However, the opt out gives you no, you can't opt out. The only way you can opt out is if you are poor and you don't own a home or something like that. There are two things they give whereby you can opt out. And there's nobody that I know that would meet that requirement for opting out. So in other words, we have no choice. And it's just one more little thing whereby we have no choice. We're already paying for garbage recovery, for taking our garbage away.
Mary, thanks for the phone call. We're up against the break. Mary, thanks for the phone call. That, of course, the Bismarck recycling program, and there is a hardship in there. We're brought to you by SchwannCadillac.com on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312 or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Pocket. I'm Scott Hennon, and we're going to weigh into this debate, which is really an inter-party debate in the Republican Party. You've got folks like Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, Mike Lee from Utah, Marco Rubio from Florida, championing an idea that says, all right, in order to defund Obamacare, let's tie it to the budget, and let's united, because that's the argument. All Republicans would have to be on one side, go up against the Democrats and say, here's the deal. You need to accept a government funding measure that ends Obamacare's, the Affordable Care Act. On the other side, you got folks like Tom Coburn and John McCain, Richard Burr, and others that say, hey, wait a minute here. The nation is not ready to shut down government just to hamstring Obamacare. So the debate really now is with the Republican Party. Most of our audience has said, fight, 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 do whatever it takes, throw everything but the kitchen sink to stop and derail Obamacare. So we wanted to give you a chance to hear both sides of this argument that's weighing out. Yesterday, Senator John Holman was on, said he's listening to both sides, and a lot of these folks hope that while there are not the votes there now to go for this battle, to tie Obamacare to the budget battle, that after constituents of all these members of Congress weigh in, that that'll change. So that's what the August recess, they hope, is all about. Helping Steve and I hear both sides of this debate today, we welcome to the program that include Brian Walsh, a Republican strategist, former spokesman for the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and Senator John Cornyn. Brian, welcome.
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
And Scotty Neil Hughes is here, who's the news director and chief journalist for Tea Party News Network. You see her regularly on Fox News Channel, read her at townhall.com. Scotty, nice to have you here. How are you?
Thanks for having me on this very important debate.
So what's your sense so far, Scotty, of how these discussions are going with folks all around the country?
Well, this is not only just a discussion about Obamacare. I think this is a discussion about the Republican Party and the future of the Republican Party. And I think you can sit here and see where the line is being divided between the moderates and the actual grassroots conservative activists and the battle between who is the bigger group. Now, we've always known in the past that the ones with bigger voices are usually the moderates, the ones that elect John McCain as our nominee and Mitt Romney and Bob Dole. However, the opposite side is the activists are going, but we lose. So that is when you come to this Obamacare debate, the majority of activists, the majority of conservatives, the majority of people, the grassroots are saying, fight, fight, fight. We will support you. If you stand up there and shut down this government, we will support you in that.
You know, one of the things I look at is you wind up getting this polarization. And, Brian, doesn't it always turn out that the squeaky wheel gets the grease in the case?
Well, I'll tell you who's really enjoying this debate. It's Harry Reid and President Obama and the Senate Democrats who are up for re-election in 2014 because they're sitting here watching this circular firing squad. And it's unfortunate, frankly, that a lot of the Tea Party energy that we saw in 2009 and going into 2010, which enabled us to win back the House, win back 7 U.S. Senate seats, has now been turned onto the Republicans, and it's hurting our efforts to win back a Senate majority. That's just in the political sense. In the legislative reality, what they're talking about is impossible to achieve. It's not an achievable strategy. And so you're creating, as Tom Coburn, who's one of the most conservative members of the Senate, has said, and that's why, let's be clear, it's not the moderates, just moderates who are talking about that this is a really bad strategy. It's conservatives like Tom Coburn, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, Scott Walker from Wisconsin, who are saying this is not an achievable strategy and it's not the way to go.
And, Scotty, that's one of the arguments, I guess, why Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and Marco Rubio are saying, hey, we have to be united, because to Brian's point, this benefits the Democrats politically if there isn't one voice from Republicans, right?
No, he's completely right. However, where he's completely wrong is the reason why in 2010 that we won is because we put candidates up that are no compromising candidates, and that includes Senator Cruz, who came on later. The reason why we continue to lose is we keep putting in the moderates. And I have to say, I don't really plan Coburn to be, you know, anything but a moderate. I think he actually falls in that category quite often. The compromise, the Republicans are compromising. He's right. The Democrats are loving this divide. But however, on this issue right here, that is something that the Democrats themselves don't want Obamacare to go in. So, you know, let's take an issue that polarizes both sides, both Republicans and the Democrats. Let's actually stand for something and stop sitting here and compromising like McCain has done in the past, like Lindsey Graham has done, and let's actually stand on principle. We saw the greatest groundswell after Rand Paul stood up, sat there, and did his filibuster. That right there showed that our party has guts, shows that we'll support people who have guts, and do not do the easy thing and compromise with the other side, which if we allow Obamacare to go through, it's a straight compromise.
But doesn't that lend
reality here? Funding for Obamacare comes from two sources. One, a small part of it is in discretionary annual spending, which is what they're talking about defunding. The vast majority of it is already built into the law in mandatory spending that does not have any way affect this annual debate. So things like the individual mandate, which forces Americans to get health insurance, goes into law whether this part is defunded or not. The only way to get rid of Obamacare is fully repealing the law, not playing around with this little defunding aspect of it. And the only way you repeal the law is by passing it through the House, through the Senate, and having a president in the White House who will sign it into law. And that's not going to happen. So the only way you achieve what we want to achieve is by winning back control of the U.S. Senate, which we could have done and should have done. We lost about 5 seats over the last 2 cycles because our party nominated terrible general election candidates. And winning back the White House in 2016, that needs to be the focus right now.
But what you're missing is to get to 2016, you're going to put Obamacare into full course in action. So by 2016, it's going to be really hard to get something. I mean, when have you ever known a bureaucracy being voted out by Congress or the Senate? My fear is that we'll be so bankrupt of a country by that time, we won't even have a vote to be able to have. The key is here,
I completely agree with you. I completely oppose this legislation. I think it's terrible to the country. My point is the defunding debate that we're having right now doesn't affect the vast majority of Obamacare. The individual mandate is completely unaffected. The employer mandate, which was delayed by a year, is completely unaffected by defunding the annual appropriations. I mean, I'm sorry, that's legislative speak a little bit, but it's just reality. The individual mandate is not affected by defunding.
And that's fine, and that's the bigger picture looking at, but why not sit here thinking, if we can't even touch that until we get a president in office in 2016, let's chip away at it. And this is a chance to chip away at it. And if we can sit here and send the message to Congress, send the message to the president that we don't like Obamacare, and this is the first step right here, that's right now what we need. The problem with the Republican Party is we need a major overhaul of our PR strategy. And to do that, we need to put some action behind our words. And this would be an amazing first step to show that the Congress and the Republicans are listening what the majority of Americans want. And if we can't repeal it to 2016, then let's start chipping it away every chance we get.
Let's get to our phone calls. Folks, let's get to our phone calls. We're talking with Brian Walsh and Scotty Nell Hughes, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Who's right on this debate? Larry in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, Brian, why should I vote for a party that lacks fight? You know, it's people like you that are hurting the Republican Party with your disdain for conservatives. it appears the only thing you people are willing to fight is conservatives. We would already have the Senate if it weren't for folks like you that were constantly attacking conservatives like Engel, Aiken, etc. And then you run a rhino like Romney and you expect us to blindly follow?
Well, respectfully, sir, I think Sharon Engel and Todd Aiken did a good enough job on their own to lose their own races. Look, I am a conservative Republican. My first job in Washington was at the Heritage Foundation. I spent 7 years with Senator John Cornyn. He's one of the most conservative members of the Senate. My job here is not to attack conservatives. It's to embolden us and help win elections. And we have lost. We lost in 2012. We lost 5 Senate seats because we nominated people like Sharon Engel who were not capable of winning a general election. I didn't attack her. She ran one of the worst Senate campaigns in the United States history and lost that election on her own. So did Todd Aiken. So no one's at fault for those things but themselves.
Larry, appreciate the calls. Go to Mike and Mandan on this topic for our guests. Go ahead, Mike, you're next.
Great discussion, great points made. I, too, would like to see Obamacare defunded, but I doubt if it's going to happen. And I doubt if they're going to bring a bill up to defund it, you know, run it through the Senate and the House. Nobody will sign it. Nobody will sign on to it. Everybody's too scared of the media. So I think what we're going to have to do to get our point across is if Obamacare does become law, we'll just not participate in it. I'll take my lumps, you know. That's what's going to have to happen. Everybody's too scared of the media, you know.
Scotty, most of the our audience has said fight on this, have taken your side in this. Mike is saying, hey, we lose because of the media. What about that argument? Because others do make that case that if history is any guide, don't fare well in these shutdown debates.
No, he's completely correct. It is the media because they're literally slanted. I mean, when you've got a host like Chris Williams sitting there saying he's getting tingles up his leg, then you know that's what it's coming from. But, you know, it's not also the media. The key is, and this is where the strategy of the Republican Party has been wrong. If you want to sit here and blame the reason why we lost 5 Senate seats on Engel and O'Donnell, and you want to look at the Indiana race, I agree. Maybe we didn't put the best candidates forward. There were issues with those candidates. However, the reason why we lost is you had a moderate at the top of the ticket, and that has been literally the goal of the Republican Party up to now, is let's keep electing, you know, putting these moderates on the board. That's why we're losing. The majority of Americans were not motivated to get out and go vote on Election Day, or they held their nose while they pushed their finger because they did not think that Mitt Romney truly was an honest conservative. You want to try this effect? Let's put a real 100% conservative like Ted Cruz or like Rand Paul at the top of the ticket, and I promise you, you will see the American spirit come out in droves. You will see people holding signs, excited. They will be out there, everything they can do to fight for it. Because the American people, that's what our spirit is. But when you put a moderate to try to motivate us, you're going to continue to lose.
Brian, we're coming up against the break, but I want to give you a chance to reply to that.
Well, look, I get the red meat rhetoric. The reality and the numbers don't bear that out. We didn't lose the presidential election because the conservative base didn't turn out. The numbers showed that the base did turn out. Why we lost the presidential election was we lost Hispanics in increasing droves. We lost women voters, female voters in increasing droves because we had people like Todd Aiken saying ridiculous things. And we have this circular firing squad here. Let me tell you, I talk to Democrats in Washington all the time. They are loving this. Because you're getting people like Mary Landrieu and Senate Democrats who are up for re-election.
Hold that thought. More of this debate. Hold that thought. More of the debate coming up. Jeff and Mark, you're next.
We'll be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking. Agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce. Bruce Anker. And the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're talking with Brian Walsh and Scotty Nell Hughes. What is on your mind? Your take. What's your word? Now, we're running up against the clock. We do have full phones, so we're going to try to do this briefly.
Can I make one quick point, though?
Absolutely, Scotty.
Real quick to what Brian ended our conversation in. Here is the problem. You want to say we lost it because of women, Hispanics, blacks, all these different demographics. Forget the demographics. Focus on Americans. In the end, the people right now who are legally here are Americans. And let's give them what they want. And the American people, the majority of them, want conservative candidates to stand up for the principles that this country was founded on. We're not going to get those 11 million voters no matter what legislation that we put in through immigration. Let's get us a good, healthy economy that benefits our businesses other than businesses outside of this country. That's what we lose, is that we're trying to focus on those demographics.
We do have a short segment. Brian, we're going to give you the last word here, but I want to go to the callers. Jeff, West Fargo, Mark, Grand Forks, Stan on Highway 2, each going to give you about a half a minute just to say your piece, and then we'll keep moving and let our debating sparring partners wrap up this discussion. Jeff, West Fargo, you're on What's On Your Mind.
The reason why our country's in the shape it is, until the people wake up and see that there's no difference between a Democrat and a French Republican, we're never going to move forward in this country, and you know it. You give these guys a platform. Heitkamp and Hoeven are on the same team. They're on the corporate team, the bankers team, the New World Order team, and until, Scott, you quit giving these clowns, because that's what they are, a platform, we are never going to move the ball forward and free these people.
Jeff, thanks for the phone call. Mark in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
I agree with the previous caller,
And I'll add that the problem is politicians lie. Both parties do. Obama said Obamacare was not a tax. Well, guess what? The Supreme Court said it was a tax, and therefore it's illegitimate. Holden lied yesterday, said he doesn't think the government should pick winners and losers in the energy policy. But he's the biggest supporter of clean energy mandates and, of course, biofuels and wind power, which are, by definition, being picked as winners as opposed to coal being a loser. So they're liars.
I'm not sure we get anywhere with losers, liars, everything else, but we can differ without the name calling, I hope. But appreciate your call. Stan, along Highway 2, you're for the fight. Tell us why.
Time and time again, anytime anything's come up where they could do something, they're chicken to do anything. We need to come with a solid front. The Republican establishment fights harder against conservatives than they do against the Democratic Party. They could just
Stan has,
the Democratic Party.
And Brian, Stan has voiced something we hear again and again. You know, fight, and you know, why turn your ire against fellow Republicans, conservatives? What do you say in response?
I guess I would say a couple things. First of all, Republicans have been fighting in the House. They voted, I think, roughly 40 times right now to repeal Obamacare. But again, it's repealing Obamacare that addresses this, not defunding a couple billion dollars in annual appropriation. We're a lot of constitutional conservatives on this show. I'm a constitutional conservative. The Constitution dictates that for a veto to be overturned, you need 67 votes in the Senate and 2/3 of the votes in the U.S. House. So you can attack the Republican establishment, but that's what the Constitution says. And so until we have a Republican president in the White House that will sign a bill repealing Obamacare, we're not going to win this fight. So the goal needs to be on winning back the White House in 2016, winning back a Senate majority in 2014, not attacking each other in 2013 and 2014, because it's only the Democrats who are benefiting from this.
You want to stand up and, you know what, I will say this, fine. You want to admit that we're not going to win it because we don't have the numbers? I don't care. Stand up and fight. Stand up there, shut down the government until this kind of spending is stopped. At least show that we are united and we are strong on principles, and I guarantee we then will win in 2014 and 2016. That's all that the American people want to see, is that the Republican Party has courage to stand up and fight.
Scotty, how close are Cruz and the company to having a vote?
The American people, you know, the only thing that is less popular right now than Obamacare? It's shutting down the government over Obamacare until seniors in North Dakota start realizing they're not getting Social Security checks and troops are not getting their paychecks because the Republicans have dug in their heels on Obamacare. And keep in mind, that's not even affecting most of Obamacare. And so this is exactly what paved the way for Bill Clinton's reelection in 1996. This is exactly what the Republicans did, and it backfired on them, and it's going to backfire again.
And I completely disagree. Newt Gingrich, when he shut down the government in 95, did not. The reason that anything backfires is because we had a bad PR strategy and we did hold to our guns. But the reason why Bill Clinton got reelected is because we balanced a budget. We actually made sense in Washington, D.C., in part because we shut down the government and got their attention and told the Democrats, you are going to have to play with us.
We're coming up against a break right now. Scotty, how close is Cruz and Company to having the votes?
Unfortunately, I'm kind of looking a little weary right now. But like I said, as long as they keep pushing and they keep showing, those are the guys that are going to be solidly reelected. These other guys, they're the ones that are kind of scared within their districts when they have the R next to their name and they've not stood up for one principle that the real Republican conservatives wanted them to do.
Brian, about 15 seconds, last word.
Well, I would just say Mary Landrieu, Kay Hagan, Mark Pryor, all some of the most vulnerable Democrats who should be winning, should be defeated next year, are thanking you right now because you folks are spending your time attacking Republicans, not keeping your eye on the ball and going after the Democrats.
Brian Wallace, Republican strategist, and Scotty Neil Hughes from Tea Party News and townhall.com. Thank you both for weighing in on a debate. Our listeners have been watching closely. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. For Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennon. What's on your mind? Friday edition tomorrow right here, same time, same place. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.